Auckland primary school children might get 4 to 5 weeks of school before the final bell rings for the year, depending on COVID case numbers. The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says primary and intermediate schools in Kura could reopen on November the 15th, but it's not certain. A group of principals from the Auckland region will meet online with health officials today to talk about what needs to be done to make the return to school safe. Amy Williams reports.
Auckland children have been in lockdown for more than 10 weeks, but with daily COVID case numbers edging near or into triple digits, Auckland parents and grandparents at Cornwall Park Playground were understandably anxious about sending them back to school.
Well, I know they say that kids are quite resilient with recovering from it, but, you know, being a mum, I'm still really cautious because anything can happen. I feel for myself, I just keep them home until I feel that it's safe for them to go back to school.
For the bigger schools, not such a good thing. If they could cut down the class sizes, it would be better.
I would rather keep my kids home then, until it's back to more or less normal.
Auckland Primary Principals Association President and Principal of Point Chevalier Primary, Stephen Lethbridge, says he's heard parents express both worry and anticipation about their children returning to school. He says it's reassuring to have a date to work toward, but there is a lot of work to do.
We have to make sure that we've got plans and processes in place that ensure a safe return. So we can make it happen. It is doable. We just need to make sure that we get a good plan together.
A group of principals will meet with government officials today to figure out the details.
We've got a team of probably 15 to 20 school leaders from around the region. We're going to be working closely with the ministry in the next couple of days to try and iron out some of these issues and see a way forward about how we can make it the best return for all the schools in the region.
The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says primary and intermediate schools will reopen with educators tested and masked, with the possibility of outdoor learning and alternate attendance days for different age groups. Developmental paediatrician Dr. Jin Russell says these factors will help ensure schools are safe.
The staged return will mean that there won't be as much crowding. It'll hopefully be easier to keep children in bubbles. And Chris Hipkins also foreshadowed that they may take learning outside as much as possible. These are all recommendations that have been made as part of reopening schools safely, so I was pleased to see them.
She says it's understandable if parents feel anxious, but the precautions will reduce the chance of catching COVID at school.
All of these layers together all add up to really drive down the risk of transmission within schools. I know it's not possible to say that there's zero risk, but doing all these things together will really drive down that risk of transmission.
Dr. Russell says vaccinating eligible family members is the best defence against COVID. Meanwhile, Stephen Lethbridge says teachers are keen to see their students in person again when it's safe to do so.
Teachers will be really looking forward to reconnecting with kids and seeing them face to face. My advice to parents will be sit tight. Stick with us. We're all in this together and we will get to a solution that will get everyone back as soon as possible.
And for those who are counting, November the 15th is just 12 homeschool days away.